This short Bible study tidbit is presented by Mary Alta, a member of New Hope Community Church.
John had just eaten the little scroll or book and was told he must prophesy again concerning many peoples and nations and tongues and kings. Now he is given a measuring rod and told to measure the temple or sanctuary of God and the altar and those who worship in it. But he is not to measure the court outside the temple, for it has been given to the nations. They will tread underfoot the holy city for 42 months. Next, John is told there will be two witnesses who have been granted authority, and they will prophesy for 1260 days, clothed in sackcloth. They are further described as the two olive trees and the two lampstands that stand before the Lord of the earth. They will be protected for the time mentioned. We are told that if anyone wants to harm them, fire flows out of their mouth and devours their enemies. So if anyone wants to harm them, he must be killed in this way. Also, these two witnesses have power to shut up the sky so that rain will not fall during the days of their prophesying. And they have power over the waters to turn them into blood and to strike the earth with every plague as often as they desire. But when they have finished their testimony, the beast that comes from the abyss will make war with them and overcome them and kill them. And their dead bodies will lie in the street of the great city, which mystically is called Sodom and Egypt, where also their Lord was crucified. The people who dwell on the earth will look at their dead bodies for 3.5 days and will not bury them. In fact, they will rejoice over them and celebrate. They will even send gifts to one another, because these two prophets had tormented them for 3.5 years. But after the 3.5 days of lying in the street, the breath of life from God came into them, and they stood on their feet. This caused great fear among those who were watching them. A voice was heard from heaven saying to the two witnesses, "Come up here." And they went up into heaven in the cloud with their enemies looking on. At that same hour, there was a great earthquake, and a tenth of the city fell. 7,000 people were killed in the earthquake, and the rest were terrified and gave glory to the God of heaven. This is the end of the second woe. And then the seventh trumpet sounded. Voices in heaven proclaim, "The kingdom of the world has become the kingdom of our Lord and of his Christ, and he will reign forever and ever." The 24 elders fell on their faces and worshipped God, saying, "We give you thanks, O Lord God, the Almighty, who are and who were, because you have taken your great power and have begun to reign. And the nations were enraged, and your wrath came, and the time came for the dead to be judged, and the time to reward your bondservants, the prophets, and the saints, and those who fear your name, the small and the great, and to destroy those who destroy the earth." Then John saw the temple of God which is in heaven opened, and the ark of his covenant appeared in his temple. Again, there were flashes of lightning and sounds and peals of thunder and an earthquake and a great hailstorm. That pretty much sums up the chapter, and there is much to be said about it, but in the time I have, I will just pick out a few things to comment on. We are still in the first 3.5 years, also known as 42 months or 1260 days. There are two witnesses who are almost certainly Jews because of their descriptions. Some say they are Elijah and Moses, but it is not specifically stated, so that is only an educated guess. It should be noted that though the people who dwell on the earth gave glory to God, it does not mean they repented and became believers. It simply means they acknowledged that this was God's doing. I might mention that the third woe is the seven-bowl judgment, which are coming when the seventh trumpet is sounded. As had been stated, there is no more delay. The kingdom of the world now comes under the headship of the Lord and his Christ, which means that Satan will be deposed. Notice the 24 elders and what they say. In particular, notice this: "We give you thanks, O Lord God, the Almighty, who are and who were." There is no "and who is to come." because now he has come and has begun to reign. Their statement sums up what has been prophesied through the prophets, and it will truly bring an end to the old order, life as we know it. Also notice the Ark of his covenant appears again. So much more could be said, but we will have to stop here and just keep reading. Thank you for sharing this time with me. Have a blessed day.